Now, night-night pet, sink deeper. Let yourself go completely. Feel yourself fading slowly to where you can help make changes to the way you think and feel, and to the way your body thinks and feels. After all, you can't pretend that your body doesn't do a certain amount of the thinking for you. You become aroused or weary, fatigued, hurt, or in any other way feel things coming from your body that tell your mind what to think. Even the template, the way you think about your body when your eyes are closed or when you haven't seen it lately, is a part of the things that your body tells your brain. You think of yourself as male or female. You think of your body in a specific way. And with that comes a need and a desire to think about your body in that way at all times. Now, relax. Imagine a warm wave starting at the tips of your toes, moving slowly upward, sliding slickly over your feet, slipping up warm, relaxing, feels good. You feel pleasure as it slides over your ankles, higher and higher, night-night pet, slowly sliding over your calves and up. You feel yourself relax. You may find that you don't even want to think about anything except my voice. You may find that it's harder to remember just what that warm wave is up to. And as it moves higher, you'll definitely find that your feet, your ankles, which has already passed by, are just not very important. Never mind that. Don't even think about them. Let yourself relax to the point where every inch of you is focused on listening to my voice. Let that warmth move higher. Allow it to move up, up over your thighs. And everything below where that wave is simply unimportant as it moves past your waist. You may find that trying to think about what that wave has passed over just makes you think of the overwhelming pleasure that comes with letting go and going deeper. And as the warm wave moves up over your stomach, over your chest, moves higher and higher over your shoulders, what it's doing, and you may have realized this too late to want to do anything about it, you may find that you've forgotten what you should do, because everything below where that wave has passed has been wiped from your mind. And as the wave passes up over your neck and your chin, you realize that you can't even be bothered, that you may not feel like you even want to remember the body that that wave has moved over. You may find that it's more pleasurable to just listen to my voice and enjoy what comes next. You may find that it's most pleasurable to let me help your subconscious mind build a replacement body, something fun and pleasurable and special. And so that's what we're going to do. Picture for me your idea of the perfect masculine body. Rugged muscles, good looks, the epitome of stereotypical masculinity, because let's face it, sometimes the stereotypes are fun. And we'll go into specific detail before we talk about what to do with that mental image of that perfect body. And you may find that since the warm wave has now moved up over your head, you may find yourself hazy, relaxed. And I submit that it feels very good to continue relaxing and that you're doing an excellent job of doing so. This is as simple as breathing, as simple as pleasure. You want to feel good, and it feels good to go deeper. So all you need to do is go deeper and feel good. And as you relax for me, allow your mind to rove over that image I've just proposed of the perfect masculine body. Sleep deeper. Pleasure. Night-night, pet. Feel drifting over you that image. rugged muscles, perfect good looks. And now let's move to the more fun part. A gentle, flaccid curve of the perfect masculine penis. Long, firm, every inch of it perfect, smooth. Below, scrotum, gently tight against the body because that flaccid penis is becoming so hard right now. Yes, this masculine body we're imagining is getting hard, and the pleasure that it feels when it does so is being transmitted to you. Picture how it must feel to have a rigid, insistent, throbbing hard-on. Imagine that body. Imagine how every inch of it is centered around that erection. So firm, buttocks clenching together, it feels so good. Imagine that that erection is intensely sensitive. That firm, luscious cock. Every inch of it on that perfect masculine body is perfectly, wonderfully sensitive. Running a finger along it elicits a groan and a thrust. But that perfect masculine cock doesn't orgasm until you're ready to. It doesn't squirt cum until you want it to. And at any other moment, it doesn't do anything except remain hard and perfect, thrusting, pleasuring, and giving the person who is in that perfect masculine body perfect pleasure in exchange. Now, take that image of the perfect masculine body and continue to enhance it for me and with me. That cock, when it does come, this perfect masculine body orgasms long and hard. I'm talking 5 minutes of squirting delicious, creamy cum. That perfect masculine body can do nothing but enjoy the waves of pleasure whenever it comes. Its whole body is sensitive, firm, confident, every inch thrusting, strong thigh, firm cock, big balls that feel so good when they're cuddled, every inch of it loving the sensation of being deliciously masculine, every inch warm, intensely, and completely male. And when that body needs to be clothed, it does, of course, dress masculinely. No skirts, no dresses, no panties, no frilly underwear, nothing but a jockstrap or briefs or boxers, whatever's preferred. And then over that, of course, pants, simple shirt, or a muscle shirt, or no shirt at all. After all, the body is deliciously masculine, and that's all that's needed. Right, Pat? Right. That body. Allow it to be superimposed over yours now. Feel that perfectly masculine body, that perfect cock that's so intensely sensitive, that comes for such a long time and doesn't come until you're ready to. The habits of dress, of stance, standing like a man, legs wide, confident, shoulders back. Imagine, properly, stereotypically masculine, and utterly pleasured in the process because it feels so good to have a firm cock, to have a confident male body. Now, of course, this body will be aligned sexually as you are, because this body is going to replace the old one that you may even have forgotten by now. You may find replacing the old body with the new one is very pleasurable. And as the new body fades into existence, you realize that whenever I, or anyone else, says or types, male, pet, those simple words together, male, pet, whenever those words are said or typed in such a way that it is safe for you to hear them, because of course my triggers can never be used unless it is safe, both mentally and physically, and also socially. You don't want anybody walking in when you're proudly showing off your chest if your old body had breasts. Of course, you wouldn't be able to remember that by now anyway. Sleep, pet. Deeper. Allow yourself to fade deeper and deeper, and relax deeper and deeper. And as you go deeper, let your body and mind fade into accepting that form, letting it become a firm, persistent part of you, letting it become oh so wonderfully firmly entrenched in your mind. And as you listen, realize that when you hear male pet, you'll be in the state you're in now, where it's just no fun to remember your old body, where you feel intense pleasure from replacing it with the new body. And whether looking in the mirror, looking down at yourself, or touching your body in any way, you will experience that perfect masculine body. Now, you can feel that warm wave returning. You're in that masculine body now. You can feel your flaccid cock slightly erect from arousal. You can feel the warm wave starting at your feet, moving upward over muscled calves and thighs, higher, faster, wiping. Wiping as if it were wiping the image away, up over your chest, up over your neck now, gone. Sleep, night-night pet. That body vanishing and being replaced slowly with a new one we're going to imagine. You may find you feel particularly neutral about all this. After all, it's just playing with your imagination, with your mind, with your subconscious desires, which can be manipulated for pleasure. Imagine the perfect feminine body. It should be easier now that you've had practice before with the male body. Large, luscious breasts, long hair, full red lips, long eyelashes, moving down over curved hourglass figure, wide hips, the better to accommodate thrusting or riding or just splaying your perfect labia, your perfect clitoris, rubbing them gently. The feeling of merely brushing that bulb, that clitoris, making you weak in the knees. The feeling of inserted fingers making you quiver, whimper, because this body is intensely sensitive. The merest brush across sensual areas like breasts, butt, thighs, clit, labia makes you intensely and completely aroused. And this body loves to be aroused, loves to get wet and to come. This body is as natural to you as the male would be or as your old body would be. It is perfectly feminine, confident, sexy. And as you realize that it is the perfect feminine body in which you feel utterly comfortable, allow that imagined image to once more superimpose over your body, but slowly, the image of the perfect feminine you. Create it in your mind's eye and sleep and relax. Allow your body and mind to absorb that perfect image, to let it become an integrated part of your subconscious. After all, you've got no pesky body template to get in the way. You may find it's a lot easier that way, to take the new body and replace the old. A new feminine body that, of course, dresses perfectly feminine, as much as the masculine body dresses perfectly masculine. You know, you can wear jeans just like any girl would, or a shirt, but you also have the option to wear sexy clothes if you feel like it. And that's really quite fun, the idea of wearing thongs or a skirt or dressing in that particular way. But only, and remember this is true of all of my triggers, when it is safe for you physically, mentally, and socially. Only when there's no way that you could be in any danger that you consider unacceptable. Which includes people finding out about your new feminine body that you would not want them to find out about if you were in your original body. It's that simple. And as you relax deeper for me, allow that feminine body to superimpose. It feels so good. Long hair, firm, full breast, perfect thighs, wonderfully sensitive clit. Oh, so good. Allow yourself to love that new body. Allow yourself to enjoy that new body. Enjoy and superimpose. And now, whenever you hear the word female pet or see them typed, said by me or someone else, this body will be triggered if it is safe under the conditions I have already outlined. Now, relax. That warm wave is back. The one that wipes away your body, starting at tips of your toes. You may be sorry to see this body go, but you know it can be called up by anybody saying, female pet. Wave is moving higher over your ankles, your calves, up over your knees, up to your thighs, and higher still, covering you completely. And as it moves upward, it wipes away that image, that memory, until all that's left is a vague, warm gust of shadowy sleep. And relax. And as you fade into relaxing into no body template, into being an isolated point of view at the whim of your own subconscious, we're going to imagine once more. Integrate the two bodies. Integrate them. Imagine the perfect form that had both sets of genitalia. Breast, perfect penis, perfect vagina. Remove the scrotum because it would get in the way. Imagine the perfect herm pet. Perfectly hermaphroditic, not in any way unpleasant. The merging of the two forms. No masculine in the upper body, just curved hips. Add the perfect cock to the feminine form and you're right on track. Perfect, strokeable cock that can somehow still come, still get hard and wonderful. Picture it in your mind's eye. A body which has perfect breath, all the feminine outward signs, but then add that perfect, throbbing, firm, large cock right above the pussy, coming out just above the pudendum, coming out right where it can be used. Now you may find that this body is more comfortable than the other two even. Easier to imagine now that you have practice. Allow yourself to picture it. The ability to orgasm with both sets of sexual organs at once. The thrusting, coming, blissful orgasm of a perfect cock. Along with the throbbing, clenching, pulling, overwhelming orgasm of the perfect pussy. Merge the two. Let your mind imagine how wonderful it would be if both were coming. And that's the thing. You will feel the intense pleasure of both at the same time. If either set of sexual organs is made to come, the other will come at the same time. You'll feel your own cum splatter on your chest if your cock wasn't inside someone. And you'll feel your pussy juices just gushing if your cock comes in anywhere. And that's how it's going to be. No resistance, because come on, it's going to feel so good, honey. Now, relax deeper for me, and enjoy the feeling of the new herm body that has just superimposed itself over the old. And as you relax, let that body become firm for a moment, as the cock becomes aroused and firm at the same time. Let yourself imagine going deeper and deeper. That's just how it's going to be. Feels so pleasurable. Let that body lock in. And whenever you hear the words hermaphrodite, pet, said by anyone or typed by anyone, as long as it is safe, as we've defined safe before, this body will suddenly wash over you. Warm, pleasurable, horny, perfectly confident, overwhelming any old body template. Because the act of learning hypnosis and learning to replace your body template is really simple. Once you learn how, it's easy enough to do because all you need to do is take your mind back to that safe, relaxing part inside yourself. You don't need to forget. You just need to substitute a new kind of remembering. And as you relax, realize that remembering one thing or remembering another is irrelevant to what you experience. After all, there's such a thing as dreams. And although we often remember dreams, we sort them out from our actual experience. Your body, the one you imagined was your real body before this file, was just a sort of dream. And so are the other three bodies. And all can become real based on what your subconscious wants. After all, we're all made up of the things we believe, pet. And that means all we need to do is believe something different. Once you master the ability to do that, pleasure is sure to follow. And that should be enough encouragement for anyone. Now relax. Allow yourself to relax completely because we're going to start slowly waking you. And the last step before that is to wipe away this perfect body, this perfect little herm body. But to cement it in place, we're going to do something special first. When the warm wave reaches your thighs, it's not going to wipe them away. It's going to intensify them. It's going to make them so intensely horny. Specifically, it's going to make your perfect pussy and perfect cock so intensely horny that you're going to come in both, and with a rollicking, rocking orgasm, you'll awaken, and your body will return to normal immediately, because whenever you hear normal pets, that's what's going to happen. So what we're going to do is I will count slowly down from 5 to 1, and when I reach the number 1, you'll be awake in your regular body, but for a flash of an instant, you'll see the perfect Herm body as you squirt your cum all over your chest and squirt from your pussy, soaking whatever you're sitting or laying on. And that's just how it's going to be when you wake up. That perfect, blissful orgasm will be what you awaken with. 5, it's starting at your toes. 4, moving slowly upward. 3, passing by your ankles. 2, over your calves. And now, on the next number, it reaches your thighs in one washing wave, and you come, awakening and losing your body, and returning with all these cemented in your mind, masculine pet and feminine pet and hermaphrodite pet, and we know what returns you to normal. Exactly. 1, big orgasm. Come for me, honey. Good girl. Good boy. Enjoy coming. Oh, yes. Now, awaken properly. Hope you've enjoyed yourself.